So here we are, folks. Sunday, September 26th, the 20th shot. Very proud to have today Harry. Harry, say hello.
Hi, how are you?
And John, say hello.
Yeah, sure, we're here.
You're here. Good stuff. They're just rare to shove at. Okay, British People's League on the air. 20th shot, September 26th, Sunday. So, John, you've heard a couple of shows. You see the angle we're trying to go at. How do you think we could improve?
I just think we're here now. We're here, a couple of guys, yourself. We're just here having a good time trying to talk about relevancy, what basically we want us to do in society. As Rob Ford, for example, he's basically against immigration.
Yeah, it's amazing how he's doing it. And that, like, we had our chat this summer, and you keep track of current affairs, and perhaps I should be plugging it more. But my excuse there, guys, is I've been doing it for 40 years. So you guys do it. You come on as guests. You bring whoever you want to idolize here on the show who's talking against the immigration that's going to swamp us all. Because I'll just moderate the shows, because I just want to organize right now. And I truly believe, John and Harry, that the public, they see this in the news every day. What our broadcast is, okay, how are we going to do it? How are we going to do it? We got all our tools for the chemical explosion of knowledge, legally, of course. Harry, what do you think?
Well, I think a lot of people out there, tens of thousands at least, they're really upset with what's going on out there. You can be at a gas station and talk to somebody one-on-one, and the truth will come out, and they'll talk to you openly. But you get a few more people around, and nobody wants to be perceived as the bad guy. And yet, if we all looked around and realized just how many people think the same way, you package us all together, you've actually got something.
Amen.
You know, the image that a lot of people have that, well, people that are like this are a certain way. They're just not right.
And when you say like this, and all we want is the country we used to know, some law and order, and the invasion stopped. And I don't, you know, we're not blaming the little immigrant that just got off the boat, and some of them are better than our own white people in their day-to-day manners. Some of our white trash is garbage, blah, blah, blah. But everybody out there knows what we're talking about. And as you said, individually, I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just saying, but I think I'm proof with my bad past. If you Google Beatty, my bad past, now I'm a good boy. But I think I'm living proof that fear is just a stinking word, because there is nothing to fear. I've had no broken windows. I don't want to give anybody any silly suggestions. here I am with my past, and we're fine. We're just ordinary people. I think, though, John has a good point. You know, I should perhaps get in more relevancy about certain candidates. And Ford's doing a great job right in the bowels of multiculturalism, and he's standing up for our old-fashioned values. So, yeah, he's right in there, and there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, he's up 40% in the polls out here. I mean, 40% over anybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So basically, everybody wants this guy.
Yeah, and even new Canadians who are just off the boat, with even some of the third world, they don't like all the crap going on. They're all shooting each other anyway, but I don't want to start talking that way. But I like the way Harry put it, you know, people agree. So, you know, the nucleus is there. You know, you guys are ordinary guys up in Haliburton County, and there's hundreds like you. But I do want to say, folks, that Harry and John here are pretty special. They philosophized this stuff for years. So, and I got to stop going, ah. Jump in, Harry.
Well, it's funny we talk about philosophizing over many, many years. I'm from a small town in Prince Edward Island. Caucasian country. But a funny thing happened out in the Markham and Unionville area. The farms seemed to disappear, and in the twinkling of an eye, half the population were Chinese. The signs were all English and Chinese. I'm looking around at the shops, and I'm thinking, now, hang on a minute. this is probably the same as Italians and other groups. By the way, I was married to an Italian for 20 years. But they come over, and we're all supposed to melt with them. We're supposed to blend in with all these immigrants. They don't want to blend in. They want to come here, buy from their own people,
segregate,
sell to their own people, have their own closed little system, and they have no intention of coming down to see Harry to buy something that he has. No, why would they want to put money in my pocket? So you have all these small towns, if you will, within a great big city.
Yeah.
They're happy with their system, and we're supposed to suck it up.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a sample right here in town. I don't know if you might remember Dave that ran a cigar store here a few years back where, I won't mention the name of the building now. It's a fancy dining establishment here in town, but before it was just an old-fashioned cigar store, and he was probably the last white man you'd see run a cigar store. But you won't believe what caused him to pack it in. The Korean Business Association is linked all over North America. They're one powerhouse. The Korean Business Association, so they've got a Korean outlets here and there in Halliburton County. I have to be careful how I say this. Anyway, the Korean Business Association told hostess Gumballs, the hostess of the party, I got to be careful there too. I can't even name the damn potato chip supplier. I can't remember the name of the potato chip supplier now. I don't know if it was Sweet Potatoes or Good Potatoes, whatever. It was a chip supplier. The Korean Business Association said to this, the big chip supplier, no more chips to Dave across the road. Well, what do you mean? We say we purchase millions of dollars of your chips all over another. No more chips to Dave's across the road, or we'll get our chips somewhere else. Bingo. Dave, they came in. This big chip company took all the potato chips out of a number one brand. And it was just a niche that helped put them out of business. But as you're saying about they stick together and our people, we don't stick together. But one thing I'd like to get at without, and always on this is the 20th shot, the 20th show. Never intention of violence, but I can say that when the people wake up, like you guys philosophize, you're decent about it. But boy, you know, there's people fed up. And I can see the day when we get a big donation. And I had a fellow in Indiana talking to him on the phone last night saying, well, what do you mean big donations? Well, all I can say is every patriotic group, whether it's Hungary or Britain or wherever, somebody always got a big, generous initial start, believe me. Le Pen in France, I can't pronounce his name, Jean-Marie Le Pen, nationalist group against immigration and so on. He was given a miniature castle. Now, look, Beattie and the British People's League, we're not looking for a miniature castle. But we do have a structure in place. And I'll tell you, if we get our first big donation, it will be big. There's higher-ups fed up, too. But they're sizing up the different groups. They don't want to see screwballs. And I give credit to some local people here in Halliburton County on our advisory council, our Dirty Dozen. And they come up with this focus on the T-shirt bit with the with a slick slogan, just BritishPeoplesLeague.com, and keep it cool. But I could see the day coming, and I'm not trying to be a smartass, but I could see the day coming as we grow, we're going to have to hold back some of our hotheads. We need hotheads to take the slurs that'll hit us when we start to grow, but we're going to have to curtail the hotheads.
I've been in organizations like that before, where some of the people are hotheads. You just take the more experienced people and guide the hotheads. Just
right on.
Push them down the right channels. You know, I mentioned I came from back east. We didn't have a lot of issues with immigrants and things. All these things ideas that have come to me over time is because I've moved 30 different times. 30 different times. I've gotten a lot of different perspectives on things. And I'm absolutely convinced that sometimes people are just more afraid of their governments and their government policies, and the governments are really supposed to be afraid of us. And, you know, we came in
well
this morning.
Said.
I don't normally get too upset, but I came in this morning and I saw a business closed that I thought should have been opened. This kind of aggravates me. I don't get to the point where I'm going to punch the window of the car, but But the little things like that and this whole immigration policy thing, and it's like, okay, at what point do we say enough is enough?
Exactly.
And start doing things without people thinking, they're all nuts.
Yeah, well, a quick sample. My daughter was out west, and I don't know, she must have lived in that. I forget which is the Hindu section. I think it's just on the outskirts of Surrey, BC. It's well known out there. But anyway, she's in the supermarket. She was the only white one there. And literally, two women just slammed her cart and said, "What are you doing shopping in here? This is our territory." She couldn't believe it. And you know, you get little old ladies in their 80s who haven't gone to a nursing home yet in downtown Toronto waiting for a streetcar. They get elbowed. It's out there. Everybody knows it's out there. Everybody knows. It's just on this money thing. We've got our structure in place. And it's going to take just what I said, the elbow thing is the analogy I love to use. One day some middle class but with big bucks say, you know, the chauffeur didn't make it that day, was sick or something. So they decided to go shopping on their own. Or she went shopping, the wife of a big shot. And she's going to be in the wrong store at the wrong time. And some of the third world, I can say that safely because we're not picking on any one racial group, is going to bang his card into her, maybe elbow her. She's going to get home. She's going to say, "That does it, Charles. We're going to take a stand. I just got assaulted by a third worlder. We're going to send that British People's League about $100,000. That's the way it's going to happen. We're organized. We're ready. And if I've done nothing else for 20 bloody years, it's get to know people. Just like I know you guys. I know who we can trust. People that have been through the mill of life. And we're keeping it so legal. And we are legal. And these people who say, "Oh, well, with all the hate laws, we can't say a word." That's crap. You can say the same thing, third world invasion. I'm not breaking the hate law, but everybody knows what you mean when you talk about the plaza in Markham. Okay, John, your turn. We've got, John, you want to throw something in here?
I'll just look at immigration as a simple fact. I'm Hungarian. We're all basically immigrants in this country. You know, Canada, it's not Canada. Hungary got Hungarians. Germans got Germans, but you know, we got a mixture of everything here. My father came here in 56, the revolution. So he came to this country. He actually landed in Winnipeg, Manitoba. He went to immigration. Funny thing what they said to him. They said, "Here you go, sir. Here's $5. He shook his hand. "Go find yourself a job." So what is it now? What do the immigrants get nowadays? Do they get $5 and a handshake? No, they get an apartment. They get clothes. They get everything.
Everything.
And what is it that, what else do they want?
And furthermore, it's badly affecting the illegal immigration. I'm really giving a scoop here, but it makes sense. I have to be careful because of my job, what I'm about to say, but tying in with your father. The West Toronto Detention Center, and I've heard from a good source, is half full of illegal immigrants. They can no longer afford to put them in motels. And that is why the breaks, people that used to be going to jail for domestic assault and all kinds of stuff, are now getting suspended sentences. They're getting probation, but they're not getting jail time because the jails are full, absolutely full. That West Detention Center is huge, and it's half full of illegal immigrants while they wait for their hearings. That can drag on for a year or two. So people, now it's ironic. I'm really proud to have John on the show, folks, because it's almost emotional with me. It got me into politics, the Hungarian Revolution. I'm 14 years of age or whatever, 14. So I'm sitting in the bungalow in Scarborough when it was all white, bright, and beautiful. And I'm watching these kids get slaughtered by Soviet tanks. Kids, medics, students running to, and the kids and old people. They were the two that really got the revolution going all throughout history. Anyway, it's always the students and the old retired workers that get the first move, and then the middle class sort of move in. But I've known Hungarians all my life, patriotic people, the most patriotic on the planet. And every one of them said it was spontaneous. People poured out of their homes as if to say, it's finally happening. So for a week or two or whatever the exact time was, they held off the Soviet Empire. But they were the first crack on the Soviet Empire. They saved they opened the path for Lech Walesa in Poland a few years later. But I turned to my mother and so-called stepfather at the time, and they were playing cards with some pals and whatever around the big table. I'm watching TV, and I'm seeing this. I've got practically tears in my eyes. I'm 14 years old. I go, what the hell's this? A turn of my mother's. You guys are playing cards, and here's these people being slaughtered. And my mom says, you know, and they snickered at me, what do you care? I said, what do you mean, what do I care? This, and from that day forward, I thought, boy, this world's wacko. And I went off the deep end as a result. And I met so many people who had to escape communism. But as John said, his father was given $5. But the point is, we're still a little bit similar. I mean, you know, Herefords are Herefords, Jerseys are Jerseys, and white is white, bright and beautiful, whether you want to believe it or not, folks. It's not prejudice. We're not knocking the other tribes. They've got their pride, their priorities, and their racial prideness. That's wonderful. But what about us? But the point is, Hungarians, Polish, Ukrainians, German, British, we all did melt together. We all share the same kind of music, classical music, whatever. So, you know, the Third World, they've got their beautiful history. Nobody's denying their history. But as Harry started out in the show, they're just swamping us.
Well, you know what? I learned this a long time ago. People are happiest when they're around those that think like they do, look like they do, act like they do. Why can't we have what all these immigrants are having coming over here, setting up their own communities?
Yeah.
We're always just supposed to just sit here and suck it up and don't say anything bad.
I know, and I'm glad you've added
don't
this.
Don't say anything bad because you'll be construed as a wacko.
And I'm glad that you're stirred up on this point because that's exactly what I'm getting at. There's frustrated people out there, very frustrated, and they're going to do something one day. So we actually are doing the country a favor with the BritishPeopleSLeague.com because we're gathering in the calm elements, and we will build. We won't talk any different. When we get the money, you out there who's got your checkbook ready, when we get the money, picketing Toronto and Ottawa immigration offices as a symbol, as a symbolism, we're fed up peacefully. But then, are we going to rent halls? Well, frankly, guys, this is something the advisory council and I are pushing around, see what you guys think. But basically, we've got email lists of good people in Ohio. There's a whole network in Ohio. Talk right with us. And sure, some will not like the British name. Well, you know, I've been through that debate for centuries. I'm not going to worry about that. But what I'm getting is the money will be spent uniting our factions, uniting us, visiting Ohio, visiting Montreal, visiting Victoria. Not because I like traveling. I hate traveling. I don't even want to go from here to Lindsay for my job, but for the cause, we'll do it. And we'll just take in the vans, whoever's available, and meet and greet and glue our people together. So when crap hits the fan and gets worse, and it will, like, you know, this certain individuals of certain religions are pretty getting organized in North America, and they got big plans what they're going to do to us when they grow. So we're going to get ready to oppose them. But we're not going to be the first ones to push. No, they're pushing us into a corner. What are you supposed to do when you're pushed into a corner? So we're down to about, we got, you know, a minute and a half left, John. Is there something you want to wrap up for today?
All I have to say is one thing. People come from Pakistan, India, they bring their religion to our country. Now, just for example, we went over there. We couldn't bring their religion to their country because they'd say, no way. You got to be with us because you're there. You got to conform to us.
Exactly. Why do you think Japan's economy is so good? They don't allow any outsiders. That's why Japan's money is so good and their country's so good. They don't allow any mixing. Okay, Harry, throw us in a...
Last thing, you were mentioning the West End Detention Center. I used to work prisons and detention centers. Crime statistics. I noticed this when I was in Toronto. We're not allowed to publish crime statistics by race and color and all the rest of it. I have no problem with the police reporting what crimes are being committed by white people. Why are the blacks and the Jamaicans and all the other tribes, exactly, why are they so upset about having their statistics put out? Christ, maybe if the statistics were put out there, their own people would slap some of these evildoers.
Oh, yes,
into shape.
That, exactly. There's a lot of good.
But you can't talk about it.
Oh, yeah. I, just one more quick thing. I guess you can bring a dagger into school, right? We had that problem before, too.
Yeah.
A little kid brings a dagger into school.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's pretty legal in this country.
Yeah, pretty pathetic, but you can't put up a Christian cross at Christmas.
That's right.
So anyway, we're down about 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So anyway, John and Harry, I know we're going to be back on the show. You've added the spice that was missing. You really have. So
I forgot to bring my notes.
Goodbye, folks. Bring your notes next week. End of show. We won't make it through. Okay, thank you. End of 20th shot. We'll talk to you Wednesday, twice a week. Bye for now.